Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Padres fans, did you see the video of catcher Austin Hedges that was circling around yesterday on social media? Looked like a backyard barbecue party, birthday
yesterday
party.
Or Saturday?
Was it Saturday? Over the weekend.
I
was continuing to circle yesterday.
Oh, yeah. I took a nap, and I woke up, and it was like, wow, that was a lot happened. A lot went down while I took a little nap
on
Saturday.
There's a couple of different elements to this that I want to discuss, but I also would like to invite Padres fans who have thoughts. You want to join us, 833-288-0973. Phone lines are open right now, 833-288-0973. First, though, let's get a check of traffic on 97.3 The Fan. Here's Kelly Danick.
I do think there is, you know, a responsibility or an opportunity to show people and certainly maybe show youth baseball and you know, for the importance of it to continue in the game. I hope that we can show that through our protocols and practicing that this game can be safe and played. So, you know, I think the main thing is, you know, we're just excited to get back on the field. You know, we're excited to get back and compete. I know it's going to be different, and certainly from the fans' perspective, but I'm excited for them to be able to watch. And, you know, we all look forward to the day where, you know, people and fans are allowed back in the stadium. I think that's, you know, what everybody wants. It's certainly what the players want. They feed off the fans and the energy and all that aspect. But I think until time, you know, it's better to be on the field than it is, you know, to be sitting out the entire season. And so hopefully we can show by, you know, practicing these protocols that it's safe and, you know, that we can execute this game and have a good season.
That was Padres manager Jace Tingler last week speaking about the opportunity and challenges of making sure that, you know, baseball returns as safely as possible. Woods and why it can be a great responsibility to be role models, he said, for youth baseball, but for really for everyone. You know, see it out on the field, taking care, following procedures and protocols can be a good thing. Now, that stands in contrast to what we saw over the weekend involving Padres catcher Austin Hedges. And again, I don't know all the details of what was going on, but it was a social media video.
It was a birthday party.
Of a backyard birthday party. Pool party, music, people dancing.
Yeah.
You know, getting together for a big group picture, all really close, not wearing masks.
Yeah.
Obviously all not in the same family.
Right.
And, you know, it created quite a bit of consternation among Padres fans who saw this, going, wait, what's going on here? Aren't we not supposed to be doing this sort of thing?
Well, and I think for me personally, when I woke up again from my nap and I went, oh, my God, what the hell just happened? I went and watched the video myself and thought, all right, well, this definitely doesn't look good at all. It's definitely something that's going to, I think, come back and bite him in the ass a little bit. And by all accounts, it did. Dennis Lynn reported yesterday that A.J. Preller did have a conversation with Austin Hedges. Otherwise, you know, I don't know how much we would have talked about it today, but clearly it was worthy enough of a conversation of, hey man, you got to be better than this. You got to be smarter than this. you made the great point earlier that, yeah, who's to say this isn't happening with every team and every player? They're just not, they're not putting it on social media for all to see. I mean, that, so there's two things that bother me. Number one, that bothers me, that you don't think that far ahead to be like, yeah, this probably shouldn't get out. And number two, you were the player rep for the San Diego Padres. That's the second thing. It's not some rookie. It's not, you know, Jake Cronenworth or something like, oh, shoot, I didn't even think about that. My bad. This is a guy, he's been around, he talks about what a great leader he is. We've, you know, we've seen those stories last year. And it, when it comes out and it doesn't match up with what you're saying and what again, you're supposed to be doing. And again, Benny, there's a, there was a report date when that video was taken. Everybody knew, hey, and you know what? If it was your last little weekend blowout before you got a report, great. Just don't put it on social media.
Well,
I mean, you're the rep. You were in the room. You know what, what's going on.
It's still a problem, even if you don't put it on social media.
But it's not a public problem.
But, yes, it's not a story.
It's not a story.
Passed around Padres Twitter, and it's not being talked about by A.J. Preller or us on the radio.
Right.
If it doesn't get posted on social media. Now, I think this also illustrates a problem that not only baseball is going to have, but basketball, NHL, football as well. And this was another thing that Jace Tingler was asked about last week during his Zoom news conference. And that is not just enforcing the health and safety protocols when you're at the ballpark.
Right.
At the ballpark, hey, you got coaches there, you got people
watching. This is our biggest worry.
Watching.
It's our biggest worry.
You know everyone, the eyes of the public are on you. They will do their best. Yes, there will be some guys who accidentally slip up and spit, and it's going to happen. But you have people monitoring and, hey, wait, don't forget. Hey, don't forget. You're not supposed to do that. When they leave the ballpark, though, how do you enforce those safety protocols away from work? And that is the real challenge. Here's what Jace Tingler had to say about that.
Yeah, I think the best way is just open and honest and speaking from the heart, and doing the best to speak in the truth, and you know, for our players to understand that, you know, we're going to have you know, members maybe on our staff that are in a higher risk, and there's certainly whether maybe some of our players aren't in the higher risk, but I feel confident that the majority of us know people that are, and whether that's bringing something back to your kids who are then possibly interacting with grandparents, aunts and uncles and things like that. And so I think just in order to, you know, fully understand that, you know, it's going to be a challenge on some of the downtime and you know, some of the off days and things like that. But I think the best way is just to be open and honest and understand that our season's 60 games, you know, which is, you know, it's very short, but we talk about sacrificing things and maybe we've got to sacrifice, you know, some nights out at restaurants and things like that in order to keep everybody in this clubhouse and everybody's families as safe as possible.
Yeah, and I'd love to, again, I want to hear from Padre fans. George just tweeted us, Ben, and says, I think it's definitely 2020 when we're talking about the egregious act of a baseball player going to a backyard birthday party. I get what you're saying, George, and in a vacuum, it's certainly not an egregious act. It looked like a great
wholesome
party.
Pretty wholesome party.
100%. But I do think that in 2020, as you've been given a start date of, you know, this is when you're going to report, and these are, you know, there's a list. How many pages was that?
101 or
right,
something.
Right, yeah. Of protocols that people are going above and beyond to try to keep you safe. For that to surface, number one, it's poor judgment letting it surface. And number two, it's poor judgment doing it. And especially being that you are a veteran and you're the player's rep for the team and you know all the safety protocols that are people are bending over backwards to get you guys back out on the field. It's not hanging a fence, you know. He shouldn't be lose his job or get cut or anything like that. I bet he wishes he had back? Sure. Yeah.
I think Jace Tingler made a great point, though, and that is you really have to think about the consequences to other people, not yourself.
Of course.
It's fine. Everyone has the right to make the decision if it was just on themselves. Like, yeah, I know it's unpleasant if I get it. It might be bad, but, hey, it's my choice. It's my life. The problem is that, you know, Austin Hedges could contract the virus at a party, not have any symptoms, then bring it to the Padres clubhouse where another guy gets it who then passes it on
to Larry Rothschild.
Yeah,
you know
exactly.
What I mean?
Yeah, the pitching coach who's older, and then he gets it, and then he ends up in the hospital or worse. And you may not even know that you were the one that started that chain of reaction. So the only way that we can truly be as safe as possible is if we are all careful. You know, if we're all careful about our behaviors, both at work and then away from work. And that's the concerning part. You just see Austin Hedges wasn't being as careful as you possibly could be right now.
I saw something this morning, too, and I meant to bookmark it, but I believe that it was two of the Twins coaches that are over the age of 65. They said, you won't be participating this year. We're still going to pay you, but we can't have you in there. So this is, it's not just about, oh, well, I mean, guys, if I get sick, I think I'll be okay. It's not what it's about. I can't believe we're still having this conversation, you know, 4 months later that people don't realize just how contagious it is. And but again, like, you know, he shouldn't lose his job or anything like that, but it's just not a good look.
The other element of the video that drew some comments, and I am definitely even more, have more trepidation about going to this area, is that people were cast, they saw Austin Hedges, the picture of Austin Hedges going, it doesn't look like he's in the best shape of his life, you know, based on the picture. And honestly, Woods, I'm going to go ahead and say, I could care less. I could care less what Austin Hedges looks like without his shirt off. Is he going to perform or not? Can he hit?
Yeah,
100%. Can he catch or not? You don't have to be an Adonis to be a great baseball player.
Taking personal shots at, you know, somebody's physique, trust me, we deal with it every day. We took it again this weekend, which is just ridiculous. But, I mean, he's not – is he a Greek god? No, he's not. But, you know, we don't know what it takes to have to catch – you know, 150 games or whatever. We don't know. They, you know, Sabathia would always say, when he lost weight, he was terrible. He's like, I have to pitch fat. I need it. David Wells was another guy who pitched better the bigger
right.
he was, and maybe and
Tony
not,
Gwynn just did just fine.
Yeah, and it's not
being a heavier guy.
Not to
in
say
baseball.
That. Not to say that Austin Hedges is like, no, I need this extra weight. That's not what I'm saying.
No,
I'm just
but
it doesn't matter. That didn't bother.
It doesn't matter to me at all. It's you know, I'll judge him on how he performs.
Right, of course.
You know, on the field. That's the only thing that matters in terms of in shape. Can you play baseball or not?
Fritz says the biggest problem for Hedges attending that party is that his on-field performance hasn't earned him any leeway with Padres Twitter. Now, I'll ask this question, too, and I asked it way early in the show. So Tom Brady's been down in Tampa, and he's been ignoring basically the mayor, the governor, Ben, and he's down there throwing, and he's down there, he's got, what, a couple dozen people around him at all times? What if this was a video of Austin Hedges in a field, you know, working on his blocking and his framing, and he was really close to other players, and they're out there grinding? Would you have a different opinion today?
I don't know that I'd be talking about it necessarily. I mean, if, you know, honestly, Woods, and tell me if I'm wrong, if there was a video of Austin Hedges socially distanced, working on, you know, blocking pitches and working out.
No, not socially distant. Him and 20 other players, like what Tom Brady's doing in a park.
I feel the same way. But let me throw this around. Let's say he was being socially distanced. He was working on his game. You'd probably go, oh, what is he trying to prove and show everybody right now? Just go and prove it on the field. I don't care what your videos are, what work you've done in the offseason. Yeah, don't go and have parties without social distancing because you could be putting in jeopardy other players on your team. But otherwise, it doesn't matter what work you've put in these last 3 months. Just go get it done on the field.
Yeah,
and
of course.
That's how I will judge you.
Of course.
The question
I
had over the weekend was, what would have happened? What would have been the outrage on Twitter if it was anybody other than Austin Hedges? What if it was Fernando Tatis Jr., Manny Machado, Chris Paddock?
Oh, I think the detractors would have been there as well. And I think, you know, behind some of this was probably some personal feelings. But I'll tell you what, if it was Fernando Tatis Jr. or if it was Manny Machado, no one's ever been shy about speaking. And me, as the, you know, noted Manny Machado defender, I would have to say, Manny, you did the wrong thing. That's the wrong thing to do. My opinion wouldn't have changed. My opinion doesn't change. The only thing for me that makes it worse that it was Austin Hedges is that he was the and is the player rep. That's it. That's the only thing. If Manny Machado did it, I'd be like, come on, Manny. You know, Fernando Tatis did it, I'd be like, all right, King,
in a
settle
sense,
down.
So in a sense, you are holding him to a higher standard because of that.
He should be. he's the player.
I think for any other player, if a young, one of the young Padres, you know, one of these young pitchers who was just coming up was caught on video, you might say, well, I mean, they haven't reported yet, so they haven't gotten the speech from Jace Tingler
or
A.J. Preller.
Brass, yeah.
You know, maybe they just don't quite understand. There's a lot of people around
that's
the country
it.
Who still don't understand.
That's it, Benny.
But you think Austin Hedges should know better already because he's older, he's a, you know, a representative of the team and is in a position where he can have influence on other players. He should be modeling the way already.
Yeah, wasn't he already in the know? I mean, wasn't he already in the know about the safety precautions? And again, that's why I think you got to hold him to a higher standard. If he is the rep, you know, it's like if an intern does something stupid on our show, yeah, they're going to get in trouble. But if you do something stupid or I do something stupid, our names are on the marquee. It's on us. You know, it all falls back to us. And it's funny because it sparked we talked to Kirby Yates last Thursday, and I asked him this very question. I said, hey, man, so – You got a bunch of ball players all in there. Everybody's got a different opinion. What do you think? Who's going to be the guy that's like kind of walking around, you know, monitoring, making sure everyone's doing what they're doing? And he kind of was like, "Well, I mean, I don't know. Like everybody, we kind of know what we have to do. It's kind of been laid out there for us, and you know, we're going to do our best to make sure we stay on the field." Again, it's not. This is not the end of the world. I'm not, you know, saying that he should never play for the Padres again. It was pretty shocking.
I heard Garrett Richards was on Gwynn and Chris on Friday afternoon. I was listening, and they asked him, hey, you know what the new rules are, you know, like no spitting. Are you going to be able to, you know, abide by that?
Yeah.
And Garrett Richards, who is you know, veteran player, has been around a while,
yep,
is going to be one of those guys who are looked to be an example, said, I'm sure I'm going to mess up. It's,
yes,
it will happen unconsciously. And I will try to do my best, but I will undoubtedly
all you can do.
Violate some of those safety and protocol rules over the course of the season.
Yeah, and that's all you can do is your best. And maybe just don't take an Instagram video of you spitting everywhere and post it. I think we can ask that as well.
That is part of it.
If you're going, just be smart. Be smart.
Yeah, and don't make it seem like it's okay for everyone else to be doing it as well.
Right.
Because you may think, oh, what's the harm? It's just me, a few friends, I know them.
Yeah.
You know, it's just our backyard, we're safe. But if everyone was going to backyard parties
right.
all weekend, I mean, we're already heading
we're
in
there.
That direction.
Yeah, it's happened again.
We'd just be right in the thick of it again.
Oh, man, it goes to show you, it's one of those things that pops up and you go, why are we even doing this? Because there's going to be 100 of those guys on 100, you know, every single team. You're like, man, why are we even doing this?
The other Padres news that broke last night, the announcement of their player pool, and they used 52 slots of their 60 allotted for this shortened season. There were a couple of interesting notes on there, Woods. We're going to talk about it with A.J. Cassavell, Padres insider from MLB.com. He's going to join us momentarily on our SDCCU fan hotline. By the way, San Diego County Credit Union has low mortgage loan rates. Equal housing opportunity. For details, call 877-SDCCU4U or to apply online, visit SDCCU.com. The names that weren't there, like Brian Dozier, was one who was not part, that was at spring training, is not part of the player pool. And then the names that are there, including the most recent first-round draft pick from just 3 weeks ago, 18-year-old Robert Hassel III. What does it mean? How are the Padres going to kind of separate these guys, work with them over the course of this season? Are they going to be working out? I hear USD is a site where,
yep,
they could be working out. Lake Elsinore is also a possibility during the season where guys could be holed up, waiting for their call-up to the big league. So we'll get more details. I know A.J. Cassavell has looked into this a little more deeply on this roster, and we will chat with AJ when we come back. Kick off our final hour of Ben and Woods on a Monday morning. It's wet out there. Be careful. It's a slick. It's June. It doesn't usually rain in June here, Woods.
It's raining in June.
So we'll come back. 1 hour to go. It's Ben and Woods on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.